Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Robert S. Bernstein, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Bob is a nationally respected authority on protecting your assets, your business assets. He's past president of the Commercial Law League of America, North America's oldest credit rights organization. He's an attorney, and his new book is called Get Paid, A Guide to Getting Paid Faster, and he's here to talk to us about this whole credit issue, this issue that the marketplace is, it's essential to the marketplace, and yet right now it's creating a little bit of a challenge for us all. Bob, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book. Good job, by the way.
Thanks very much. It was a labor of love.
Well, I know about that. It's like birthing a baby, right? It's just writing a book and producing a book for a guy is as close as you and I will ever get to childbirth, isn't it?
I hope so.
Exactly. Before we bore down into some of the micro issues of credit in our businesses, would you give us, you know, right now there's a lot of some people call it a credit crisis. It's in some ways it's a global credit crisis because it's affecting people really all over the globe in one way or the other. Either it's a problem for them or it's an opportunity for them. And talk to us about your perspective on what we're in, what kind of a crisis we're in, why you think we got here, and where you think we're going.
Well, and we only have a couple of hours to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think generally, Jim, the credit crisis is no different than has happened. It happened in the early 80s.
Yep. With the junk bonds.
Yeah, it goes in cycles, and my view is that it happens because the markets, whatever that means, latch onto an idea, and it just goes until it can't go anymore. And let's take the subprime lending industry. We as consumers took great advantage of that. We were willing to borrow all the money that we could borrow at whatever rates, which were low at the time, without thinking about what happened in the future. I mean,
and therefore are complicit in this problem.
Yeah, it was sort of we closed our eyes to the fact that that the interest rates might go up.
Right. And were buying more house than we probably really could afford.
Sure. And I know there's a philosophical difference, something that's near and dear to me, the changes in the bankruptcy code in the last few years. There's this philosophical difference about credit, whether it's like putting candy in front of a baby or whether we have our own responsibility.
Right.
And so I think generally it's just the bottom dropped out, some event, probably the anticipation of the trigger of these ARMs, these adjustable rate mortgages, and people started to realize, hey, wait a minute, people aren't going to be able to pay. And so the lenders and the investors in the lenders started to close up a little bit, and it started the snowball.
I think one of the first things that may have happened is some of these, you know, I kept resisting the idea of a national housing bubble, which I still kind of resist, but I did admit and agree that there were bubbles in certain neighborhoods, certain sections of the country, and I think what happened was some of those properties started, you know, the greater fool theory was coming to an end in those areas, and people started saying, wait a minute, if these properties values are going down because of this credit structure, you know, could this ripple through the economy? And that, I think, as you say, that got started earlier last year. But what has happened now, it seems to me, Bob, is because you know, we got outside of the basic fundamental credit principles that we have proven over and over again for 100 or 200 years work. We disregarded those, and now we're all paying for it.
Well, you start to stretch the envelope, so to speak.
Right.
And when you get to the fringes, that's where there's really risk. Of course, for those lenders and those investors, there was a lot of reward.
Yeah.
And you just get to there's always a limit. There's always a limit to everything.
So now what's happened is the global credit crunch with all the big companies making credit available to the big transactions, all that has started to filter down to Main Street in the form of banks realizing that the regulators are going to start tightening up on them, and there's tightening up on individuals, on small businesses. There seems to be a little bit of a little bit of credit tightening, and business owners have got to respond to this with the way they treat their own customers, don't they?
Well, they do. The business owners have to start worrying about their cash and worrying about how they collect for their sales, and that brings us to the get paid system.
Right. Well, one of the things that I point out many times on the show and in my writings, Bob, is that when you make a loan, when you make a sale on credit to a company, to another business on credit, you at that moment you haven't made a sale, you've made a loan.
Exactly.
And you need to think about it like that, don't you?
Not only have you made a loan, but until you get paid, you actually don't have a sale, you have a loss.
Right. Good
because
point.
You've made an investment in that product or in that service, and you're out the cash.
It's a contingent write-off waiting to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think you're right. Looking at it as a loan really puts a fine point on it, because most of us, when we are asked to loan money to somebody, we just, even if it's somebody close to us, we just take a little, there's just that little pause where we think,
mm-hmm.
Okay, what are all the facts? Am I going to get this back? Okay, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And the further away from your closest associates and family you are, or the borrower is, the more questions you ought to be asking.
And one of the problems for a lot of small businesses, Bob, is that we're so anxious to make a sale. We're so happy to get people to do business with us. We feel like that's a sign of our success, that we actually have people who will buy from us. That sometimes we do, like, you know, to tie this back into what we were talking about earlier, we do what the big financial companies did. We lose sight of the credit fundamentals, don't we?
Well, I love it. You're right on, Jim. People, especially entrepreneurs, new businesses, the most important thing is to sell.
Yeah.
That's what we live for. And we don't think about collecting right away.
It's not any fun. Collecting is not fun, Bob. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Right back with Robert S. Bernstein, Esquire, the author of Get Paid. He and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us. Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back in.
And then again, you can be cold as ice.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use those to your advantage. We built them for you. We made them for you. We are at your service. All you have to do is show up, and we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. Bob Bernstein, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He says, I can call him Bob. He's on the book, it says Robert S. Bernstein, Esquire. That means he's an attorney. And he's the author of Get Paid, A Guide to Getting Paid Faster. And we're talking about the way you think about the customers that you do business with, and the people that you let them have your stuff, and they walk out the door with it, or you even deliver it for them. You make it easy. You deliver it for them. And you get them to sign something that says they will pay you. You do get them to sign things, right, folks? You do actually, you know, that's an incredible thing. There are people who actually let customers have things on credit, and maybe they don't even sign a contract.
Well, people are generally trusting, you know that. And fortunately, a lot of the time that works out just fine.
Yeah.
But there are...
Because most people are trustworthy.
Exactly. Most people treat others the way they want to be treated. So I pay my debts, and I expect other people to pay their debts to me. Unfortunately, sometimes there are things, even well-intentioned people, yep. Fall into difficulty.
That's exactly right.
And can't pay.
And our capital, Bob, the money, the cash that we have that either comes in or that needs to come in is precious for small business.
Every nickel is precious. You can't emphasize that enough. I know you talk about that all the time. It's very precious. And as we said before, a sale is a loss until you collect. So you're putting money out, and you're hoping that your customer pays. And there are some things. The book outlines a lot of philosophy and a lot of practicality and things that you can do to increase your chances of getting paid.
The difference, the C's of credit are in here, folks. Ways to talk about discount payment terms. Tell us where the book's available, Bob.
The book is available right now on our own website, getpaidsystem.com, getpaidsystem.com. It's available on Amazon. The best way to find it is search keyword get paid, P period, A period, I period, D period. And it will soon be available in bookstores. We just signed a distribution contract, so we're happy about that.
Good deal. Congratulations. Bob, one of the problems that businesses have, if they have salespeople who go out in the marketplace, is getting the sales staff to reflect the requirements of the company when they do business with people. You write about that in your book.
Yeah, the P in paid in our title is preparation. And the preparation for getting paid is making sure that the company philosophy and the company policies and procedures are all aligned so that the people who are out there interfacing with customers know what's expected and can communicate that to the customers. Making sure the customers understand the value of what they're getting, not just from the product or service, but the terms and what's expected of them. I mean, the idea that asking for credit information or asking somebody to sign a contract is going to scare off the customer is really ridiculous.
Well, it really isn't. Sales. I mean, I once was a salesperson for somebody else. I still am because I have my own business. We all are, but I remember being a salesperson for somebody else. And I didn't want to talk about credit. I just didn't. It wasn't any fun. And that's just the nature of sales. But we've got to make sure our salespeople understand that I think, and I like the way you talk about anybody can sell a dollar for 50 cents. You know,
right.
if you don't make sure people know how you expect them to be paid, that kind of loosens up the attitude about how they're going to pay you.
And how many times have we heard people talk about they have a house on the market or they have a product on the market and it's not selling and they raise the price and actually generate more interest,
right?
Because it creates more of a perception of value,
right? Right.
And if you're careful about lending your money, then that money is more valuable to the person who gets it.
Right. Do you recommend that the person who sells is not necessarily the person who makes the credit terms completely clear to the customer?
Well, I think that the person, it depends on the relationship that the salesperson has and whether or not, I mean, anybody who is trained and willing to express the company views can explain that to the customer. The question is, will they?
Exactly.
And is it their responsibility? So one of the preparation items is you got to know who's responsible for making that clear to the customer. And most small businesses don't have a separate credit department. It's all it's all me with my same business owner hat.
Right.
So,
well, one of the things you can do, it seems to me, is and I've seen this done before, is to say, look, you expect to get paid every 2 weeks, don't you? So do I.
Exactly.
You got to help me. If you want to get paid, you got to help me get paid.
Yeah, if I'm going to stay in business so that I can serve you, if you like my product or my service and I'm going to stay in business, I have to make a profit, and that means I have to get paid.
Give us the website again, Bob.
It's getpaidsystem.com.
All right. The book is called Get Paid by Robert S. Bernstein. Bob, you got a lot more to talk to us about and to teach us about this. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to come back.
We enjoyed having you here, and you did a good job. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks very much.
See you next time.
Day.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Life is a gamble.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.